Mountain View County County Council has approved a plan to survey residents about land lease practices for county-owned lands in the municipality. The approval came by way of motion at a recent regularly scheduled council meeting, held in person and online. On March 8, Council instructed administration to come up with public survey questions regarding Policy No. 6302 Agricultural Lease of MVC-owned property. The policy outlines how county-owned lands are leased to individuals for agriculture purposes. Although the exact wording of the approved questions may change slightly before being officially issued, draft wording was approved by Council on March 29. The questions are grouped into principal sections, which also include background notes. One section's note states that under Policy 6302 leases are issued by calendar year and for a period of 3 years with the exception of leases with nonprofit associations that provide a benefit to the community, unless otherwise determined by council. Questions under that section include, is the current 3-year period acceptable? If not, should leases be for a period of less than 3 years? More than 3 years? And, if so, how long is an appropriate maximum length per lease? As well, questions under that section also state, should there be an allowance for an automatic lease renewal for an additional term under the same condition? And, should grazing and crop leases have different lengths of terms to allow for greater predictability for crop producers? Another section's note states that the county has considered whether leases should automatically be advertised through an open procurement or whether the current allowance for lessees to have the right of refusal should continue. Questions under that section read, in your opinion, should all land leases be publicly advertised at the conclusion of the lease term? And, if so, should existing leases receive any preference or priority when evaluating the submissions resulting from that procurement opportunity? Another section's note states that County Council has considered the balance between revenue generation and land management practices in determining how to evaluate submissions for land leases. Questions under that section read, in your opinion, should the highest offer be automatically accepted? If not, what should be evaluated higher, proposed land management practices or submission bid? And, are there other considerations that should be taken into account? The survey is expected to be issued through a mail-out with tax notices and through SurveyMonkey.com at the beginning of May, says Chris Acheson, Director of Legislative Services. The feedback deadline is expected to be May 31.